And, you know, so...
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just thinking that I realize more and more as I talk to you just how this is a matter of self-discipline. It's not a matter so much of getting a really cushy job, although of course that helps. But anything that you do, if you put yourself really into a mode of thinking where I'm going to achieve this and I'm going to do whatever sacrifices are necessary. It certainly helps if you're like a computer programmer, you're making $100,000 a year, or to do what you did, where you were making the, you know, the buckets of money that you were making. But if you don't have the discipline, like you said, with the girl, with the other girls that you saw, it was all clothes, it was all booze, it was all nightclubs and stuff. It disappears pretty fast. So.
I don't know many girls that have hardly anything in the bank, especially now with the economy the way it is, because they're so used to such a lavish lifestyle that they don't know how to be you know, cheap basically. They just continue to do all these things and they're like, oh God, you know, I had $10,000 saved and you know I'm down to my last $1,000 and you don't know how, but they're, you know, they're going out to eat every day. They're buying all these new things and new makeups and hair and nails and boyfriends and parties, and you just want to shake them and be like, you know, you're not gonna look back at your life in 10 years and say, God, I'm so happy I went to that party. You know, I'm so happy I bought that bottle of Dom Perignon at the club. I'm so happy I bought that Louis Vuitton purse. It's not going to keep you warm at the end of the day.
I think that's something that's really hard to do even at my age, because at the moment that you're buying or you're thinking about getting this or getting that, if you don't have the experience of what's the word I'm looking for, where you're putting off the benefit of something because there's something bigger in your sights. If you don't have the benefit of experience of living a life where you go, yeah, I did that and it really paid off. You don't know that you shouldn't be living this this unnecessarily lavish lifestyle. And you don't know how to tell yourself, yeah, but you know, like in the past I put it off and then I look what I've got, so I'm going to keep doing that. You just keep moving only one step at a time and you don't realize that that Dom Pérignon really isn't going to make you happy.
It is. I think one of the biggest things that I've said it to people, you constantly have to be setting goals for yourself, because if you don't set goals, you never feel like you accomplish anything, and your savings and your self-restraint feels worthless. You know, you can't just, you know, yeah, you could put it into a tax-free savings account, yeah, you could put it into an RSP, blah blah blah. But if you're not like, you know what, I'm going to purchase my first house, I'm going to buy, you know, a car, I'm going to go on a trip, or I'm going to save up my money to go down to New York and be a writer, or whatever it is that your full dream is, you need to set that, and you need to continue setting it, because you know what, once you smash that first goal, people get lazy. You know, they're
No,
like, oh,
that's
I've
true. Oh, that's
accomplished
so true.
that.